You're listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Let's peel the apple and get to the good stuff with your host, Kelly Willenberg.
I want to explore with you today what I have learned over the past year by doing Kelly to the Core. It has been a journey over the past year doing these podcasts and hearing from so many of you. There were the podcasts that I was surprised resonated with people about clinical trials or about the challenges that CRNAs or nurses have. But there was also people who reached out and said, you hit a nerve with me, or I appreciated what you said about something that that person had gone through. I feel like over the past 12 months with 1,200 downloads, I have now thought about what people want to hear. Some of the most memorable recordings were the importance of coordinator training for billing compliance, or what it means to be a multiple birth family, or creating an environment that people want to work in that has a friendly tone and a positive tone. In talking with Brian Main of Momentum Events, we discussed the change that's evolved for us who used to go to conferences monthly and where we are with that today. We also talked about trends in decentralization and fair market value. And I did a special broadcast called Renee Someone about my Aunt Renee and the kindness she showed to people when she was alive. I did a recording about my experience in June at the campaign school at Yale and how tremendous of an impact that had on me and what I have learned about myself by doing the campaign school at Yale and the people I met from all across the world during that week of intensive training. I did a couple sessions on compliance and the 8 elements of an effective compliance program and financial toxicity for patients who participate in clinical trials. I did a session on team building and kindness at work and how sometimes we all just need to be a little bit more compassionate. I also did a session on distracted driving, which was one of the highest listened to sessions of the year. And I was directly impacted by a distracted driver when my husband died 4.5 years ago. And having just gone through the holidays, it's not gotten any easier. And I live in a state where there is not strict penalties for distracted drivers. And it makes me very upset to see people driving with their phones in their hands while they're putting on mascara or playing with a child in the back seat. I gave a session on the Research Compliance Academy that HCCA does. And as a faculty member, I recommend that academy for people who are working in compliance. I've done a lot of interesting episodes. And what I have learned over the past year is that people listen, people download, people play what I put out there. And every day I learn something about myself that I put on a list that I want to share with you. When I started the podcast out, I did it to do something new and to explore what do I want to do over the next 5, 10, 15 years in my life. There were some interesting interviews this year, and one that stands out was when I talked to Carol Clove of Elemento Health. And some of the questions that I got afterwards when we discussed telehealth and IT and doing things remotely that people aren't doing and haven't been doing in the past. I love what I do at Kelly Willenberg and Associates, and we work with hundreds of clients around the country every day. But I also enjoy doing the podcast and writing for publications. What I've learned over the last year is that I miss the face-to-face working with clients, the interaction with people on a daily basis. And where we are today is that we're not doing that anymore. We're working totally remote. And that has caused me to read more and look at more that's out there and listen to other podcasts that people do, trying to resonate with the listeners like I have done over the past year. Theology of Kelly and Kelly to the Core were started because I wanted to explore new avenues. And I have to tell you, after attending the campaign school at Yale in June, I feel like that was a great way to start looking at where I want to be personally and professionally over the next few years. The next year is going to be exciting. There's going to be a lot going on in compliance, a lot in the area of telehealth and nursing and the shortages and where we are as a country. But I think the one thing that we all have to remember is that we're all in this together, and kindness does go a long way. So as you listen today, think about where you want to be in the future. What have you done in the last year that has made an impact upon you? What difficulties have you endured? What has changed in your belief system? And how are you functioning in your work-life balance at this point in time? We're all in a new place. 2022 is opening up new doors for everyone, and we are going to continue on a paradigm shift as to how we work and how we function. So, hats off to all of you who have listened to the podcast for the last year. I hope you will stick with me over 2022 as I bring more information, more thoughts, and I value more your input as we go down this mission together. I'll see you next time on Kelly to the Core.
Thank you for listening to the Kelly to the Core podcast. Subscribe to the show with your favorite podcast player directly or through our website, kellytothecore.com.